I sat down with Dr. Stephen Shearer. For almost 20 years, he's been the owner and medical director of the Travel and Immunization Clinic in Leawood. With spring break coming up, people traveling for business every day, and so many headlines about the virus, we started with the basics.
As the average American traveler, wherever we're going, whatever we're doing, how concerned, I use the word concerned, not worry, should we be about the novel coronavirus out of China?
At this point in time, travel to any country other than China, the level of concern as of today is fairly low, very low.
What are your clients asking?
Well, there's several questions. Some of those questions were, I've got a trip to China planned. What do I do now while I'm going to be in China for a week at business? Those questions are no longer surfacing because all travel to China has been banned as of January 31st. So the next most common question is, well, I'm going on a trip to, again, I'll just pick France or some Western European country or some South American country. What do I do to keep from getting infected with this coronavirus while we're traveling internationally but not traveling to China? That's probably the biggest question. The next are, well, how do you treat it? Should I be unlucky enough to acquire it? You know, what medicine can I take or shot can I take, you know, to get rid of it?
Hand washing keeps coming up over and over and over and over again. Is it really, and me as a germaphobe, you know, hey, is it really that big a deal? Can hand washing really make that big a difference with this virus?
Absolutely. If you go to either the World Health Organization, WHO.int, their website, or you go to the CDC, those are the two recognized authorities on how to prevent the spread of illness, and especially when you're traveling abroad. Both of those authorities, the WHO and the CDC, has compiled a very short, simple list of things to do if you travel abroad, or even to do if you're here in the U.S., if this disease becomes more prevalent in this country, things to do to lessen your chances. Hand washing
is number one.
Is at the top of the list.
Ski trips, spring break trip to the beach, getting on a cruise ship, petri dish of its own. Should I be canceling my trip or just wash my hands, use common sense, as you said?
The simple answer is, at this time, nobody, including the WHO or CDC or our clinic, nobody is recommending that you cancel any trip other than to China. And a couple of reasons for that. As of now, the number of cases in any country of the world is usually only in double digits.
Compare this to the flu.
That's a very good question. As of today, this is a drop in the bucket compared to influenza. Influenza is many, many, many times more prevalent and has a higher death rate, but the coronavirus is new. Humans don't have pre-existing antibodies, so every person that gets it potentially can come down with a serious form of it and die. And so it's this new, it's the most scary disease currently being talked about.
Do I need to wear a mask?
That's an excellent question. The CDC, as late as Friday, said that they do not recommend wearing masks for someone who's traveling and gets out in the public if that individual has no symptoms themselves. If you're a healthy traveler, they are not recommending that a mask is an item of personal protection. If someone wants to procure and wear a mask, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. The ideal kind to get is called an N95 respirator for medical use.
We should just check out the CDC, check out the World Health Organization, wash our hands, and go on vacation. Have a good time.
I don't know what the future's going to hold as far as travel restrictions to other countries. But as of today, I would do just as you said. I would go on with your plans to travel internationally, and I would follow the common sense steps that have been outlined by CDC to minimize your risk of getting infected while traveling abroad.
Dr. Scheer told me he is optimistic that medical treatments will be developed, and developed soon, to counter the coronavirus, but it's still a guess as to how quickly a vaccine or a cure might come about. On Travel Tuesday, I'm E.J. Becker, News 98.1, KMBZ.